Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about some of the legal things about educational privacy, which is so super important because you are probably giving your schools more information that they are able to throw out to the public than you even realize. So today's episode is so important. Make sure you watch. And I have a very special guest speaker on, Deborah Jones. And Deborah is a PTA mom of two. She is a lawyer turned business owner and a podcaster. But really, I bought this litigation lawyer on to talk a little bit more in depth about some of the privacy things that we're actually putting out there to our schools about our kids that you may not want to know. So let's make some more educated decisions about what we're putting out there about our children. Thank you for being on with me today, Deborah.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. It's a really important topic, and I'm glad we're getting into it.
Yeah. And this blew my mind when you came to me and brought this subject up. I thought I had to have you on because I didn't even know some of this stuff. And I've been in education for a long, long time. So thank you for educating me. But let's get started with, what are we talking about here? I'm giving information to the schools that could be distributed?
Yeah, you know, schools can share information like names, addresses, telephone listings, even weight and height of athletic team members with people. I mean, they can just share that kind of directory information. So there are privacy laws out there. FERPA is the main law we're going to talk about today because that's the federal law, and it protects your child's privacy, but not as much as you would think.
I just don't understand. How does this happen? When does this happen?
Yeah, great question. So let me just give a little bit of background. There is the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. So that's FERPA. That's what we're talking about here. States have their own deal as well. They may have state-specific laws. But under FERPA, there are two kinds of information. One is just the general personally identifiable information about your child. So that includes anything that a school is keeping in its records about your child. So it could be an IEP, it could be any grades, it could be any disciplinary actions. And then of course, it includes emergency contact information. It includes everything that you signed up when you registered your student, right? So all that information is part of their educational record. Any of the information that a school designates as directory information can be shared without your permission, so long as once a year, the school tells you as the parent, what is directory information. So when you go to register or re-register your child every fall, you usually get a packet of information. You like gloss over it. You sign your name because you're like, yes, we're going back to school. Of course I'm in. You sign your name, you hand it over. Well, in that packet was defined directory information, which includes things like I just shared, names, addresses, phone numbers, athletes' information. And schools can share that so long as you are signing that once a year notice.
I am guilty of that. I absolutely just sign away going, yep, we're going back. And I don't really read all of it as much as I know I should. Guilty as charged. I do know there's that video or photo release that always comes out. And sometimes I look at that one and go, do I really want my kid online? But all the rest of it, I don't know. I guess I should be reading the fine print, right?
Well, and it's interesting because you have to proactively opt out in order to protect that information. So I'm the same as you. I like look through it all. And until this was top of mind for me, I just signed away. And it is different than the photo release, which is, yes, always part of that packet too. This is like an acknowledgement. I acknowledge that this is directory information. And each school defines directory information themselves. So your school may have a narrow definition and you may be totally comfortable with it. They may have a super broad definition that you're not comfortable with. But you have to proactively opt out of the school sharing directory information.
Hmm. Well, why should I even care about FERPA? And just for the audience out there, it's FERPA. Does it stand for anything?
Yeah, it's the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. So what it allows you to do is to protect certain elements of your child's educational record. And the way I think about why you should care is because you are responsible for creating your child's image out there, if you will, right? Like now in the days of social media, there's a lot more information, pictures, et cetera, out there about your child. And so you just want to make an informed decision as a parent. You may be absolutely comfortable with that information being out there. You may not, but you want to make an informed decision. The second reason that you should care is because these educational records actually follow your child to subsequent schools. So even broader than directory information, your school can share this information with the next school your child is attending. So think elementary to middle school, think state to state transfer, think high school to college. So really, there is a lot of sharing that is allowed if it's for a legitimate educational purpose. Makes a lot of sense, right? If you think about it, you want your high school to share the transcript that your child graduated with the college. A lot of positive there. But do you want them to share a disciplinary action that was taken against your child where you actually didn't agree with what happened? That's why you should care, because you have an opportunity to correct those records, see what's in those records, and be an active participant in that.
That's the first thing that came to my mind when you were talking, is being an educator for many years, I have had students in kindergarten through middle school and seen them for several years in a row. And their behavior when they were younger may have been turbulent. Maybe their parents were going through a divorce or something was happening in the home and they acted out. What happened? That kid got some disciplinary actions happening to them, but over time those got corrected. And that kid is not that same kid anymore. They're even better than they probably were before because they've learned from some of their choices and their experiences. But it frightens me that that record could continue on with them. And now they can't get into a really good school because there's something on the record from what happened, you know, years ago. That's really scary.
Yeah. And I think different schools handle this differently in terms of what they are sharing with the next institution that your child is going on to. But what's important to keep in mind is that under FERPA, you have a right to see those records, and you also have a right to correct those records. So if there is a disciplinary action that you want to put additional context around, in your example, you can do that as a parent. If the school says no, you can actually take that further. And under FERPA, there are some steps that you can take to, at a minimum, get your perspective included in the record. So at a maximum, you may be able to like change what the actual record says, but at a minimum, you get your perspective included in there. And so it's really good to be informed not only about what the school can share generally, but then also how you can correct those records because they may follow your child.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that actually makes me feel a lot better now that I can go in there. But I would never have known that I could go in there until speaking with you today. So this is really, really impactful. Are there other kinds of things that this covers that parents would really need to know about?
Yeah, the one thing that I think a lot of parents don't think about is social media pictures and pictures of the classroom. For example, think of a younger grade where the children are doing artwork and there may be artwork up in the classroom. Sometimes children share kind of interesting things in that artwork. I know that sometimes when I've looked at my child's pictures, like mommy is over in a corner, yet the rest of the family is hanging with daddy to the right, you know, and it's just, there's like a legitimate reason, but do I want that picture up there on social media with people questioning what's going on in our family, right? Those kinds of things can be shared if you allow them to be shared. So if you sign a release and classroom information is part of any sort of release, that can be shared on social media. You know, you may be tagged there. So that's the kind of thing to care about. Do you want that information shared? Again, you may be totally fine with it, but just be informed. I would also say that for older children, if they are participating in athletics, the height and weight of athletic teams the team members specifically, is considered directory information at many schools. In other words, it can be shared broadly if you don't opt out. You may not want that information shared, especially if your child is going on in their sports career. Sometimes somebody will be seen as not muscular enough because their weight is low, or, you know, on the flip side, perhaps they're overweight for what some school believes the right weight for gymnastics should be, as an example. So you may not want that information shared. And so I would also look out for that kind of thing.
What are some of the things with learning differences that I need to be aware of that that schools could share? I honestly, before talking with you today, and maybe I'm wrong, I really believe that an IEP or any other kind of learning difference where you're really meeting with either a counselor and you're talking with your school, that that was private. Is it not?
That is something that I would ask your school about specifically. Anything in the information, anything in the student record that your school keeps may be shared with another educational institution if it has an educational purpose for sharing. So under that definition, you could see how an IEP would have an educational purpose for sharing with another school, for example, a child going from elementary to middle school or from one elementary school to another. You could see the validity of sharing that. However, there may be parts of it that schools don't share, appointments with counselors, for example. So you should ask your school about that specifically. It certainly is not directory information. So you don't have to worry about something like an IEP being shared just generally when you sign those papers, but it may be shared if it meets that specific educational purpose. And you should ask your school whether they do share that information.
Now, how do I make sure that I'm protecting whatever it is that I have decided I want to protect about my child?
Two things. The first is read the directory information definition when you get those papers in the fall. It will be a separate piece of paper. It's not going to be like mixed in with some broader document. I mean, it might be mixed in a packet, but it will be its own sheet of paper, and it will define directory information and how your school has defined that. Know that if you just sign that paper and you don't opt out, anything that is listed there as directory information, the school may share. Great example of what they do here. They share that information with the PTA so that the PTA can contact potential members. I mean, that, and you may be totally great with that. You may want to be featured in the school's directory, but you may not want certain other elements shared out. So just take a look at that. The second is to ask for your child's educational record. Ask to take a look. And then correct anything if you believe there is something there to be corrected. If you don't want to go through the full educational record, then just be aware that if any event happens in your school, you may want to put in your perspective related to that particular event. And so then ask for the record when that incident occurs and make sure that your perspective is captured in the school's record.
This is so informative. I can't tell you how appreciative I am for you educating the Impactful Parent community, because you never know what's in those. And parents, I encourage you to take a look at those records and so that you just feel comfortable and making that educated decision at the beginning of the school year of whether or not you're going to be releasing that information out to the public or not. It's up to you. And now you, at least you know, and you weren't like me and you're just signing away and we're just flying. Yep. Okay. I'm going to be reading it a little bit more come August. Deborah, people have questions for you more about this. Not only can they comment down below on this broadcast, but how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. My email is djones@k12clothing. They can also find me just at k12clothing.com. We operate in the school space, which is why I'm hyper aware of things that are going on in the school arena. And finally, if they want additional information on FERPA, we actually have a podcast episode about it at themultipurposeroom.school.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being here. You got this, parents. Make your educated decision. And until then, we're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.